Yeah. You know I'm teasing you. It's all good.
No, you're good, bro. You're in.
Matt, you can't sit on the table. You know, we got more tables.
Matt, you can't sit way over there. You have to bring your friend over to the table.
Matthew, what I say? Matt! Mm-hmm. Come on, come on. That's everybody. Gets to run the table. Come on. Okay. Are you the best one, Larry?
Yeah, I am.
I'm
all right.
Welcome back, beautiful people at Community Christian Church. I guess people are excited because we're doing a fun book this time. Because people don't like the Gospels.
Just what?
Just kidding.
Smells like water.
Smells like fall.
Keep ready.
There you go. Actually, it's only John the Baptist.
You said I'm wearing sackcloth or what?
Yes, I was.
All right, announcements. Does someone have the announcements?
There's a tea. I know there's a tea.
Oh, yeah, women's tea Saturday. Don't forget, ladies. It'll be fun. My wife's worked really hard on it. She'll love it. You'll love it.
Isn't there a meeting after church on Sunday?
No, that was last Sunday.
Okay.
And then...
You should have been here.
And then... Is it the 11th?
Yes.
Fourth day?
Yeah.
And then...
Which is like...
The
18th. Mother's Day
weekend.
9 o'clock.
Yes.
And then the 18th.
What's the 18th?
Men and women breakfast again.
Oh, yeah. The segregated Bible study. Yeah. What is up?
Dude, everyone's coming.
It's because we did it. We're doing a fun book. That's all.
Did you hear we were starting Revelation?
We could probably get this whole neighborhood here.
Oh. Right there.
Yeah. A full house today?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
We got a full house today.
We need another table.
We've got two more chairs.
Come, Matthew.
Come, Matthew.
And then, let's see, what else is there? Is there anything else?
Those are yours.
That's going to be shy over there in the corner.
I could feel people coming and filling in those seats.
Got two chairs up here. What are you doing over there?
All right. So, after those announcements, was there anything else? After the Bible study? Men and women's? I think that's it, huh?
You in the corner, that's why.
Alright. So with that being said, we're already late.
Okay.
So let us pray in, yes?
Okay, let's do it.
Alright, Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for all you do with your word, Lord. And how awesome it is to get to be a part of it, Lord. Help us and guide us through this book. Help it be spirit-led, Lord, and not man-led. I know this book gets led that way quite a bit. Bless the study ahead. Help us share it with other people, Lord, in our lives. Not only by words, but by action, Lord. Because actions speak louder than words. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right. Shall we have an opening verse or no?
Before we really get started, can we
review Mark?
No. Don't even go there.
And everyone leaves.
So since Matt's not going to be here on Thursdays, do we want to do Revelation on Tuesdays and Acts on Thursday, or just go through without...
Oh, no, who's complaining already about Revelation?
I wasn't saying.
I'm just kidding. You guys want to be Revelation?
I'm just leaving it up to...
Wait, what were you clicking in? Do we want to do what?
Do we want to do Tuesdays on Revelation and Thursdays on Acts, or do we want to just do Revelation
Because Matt won't be here on Thursday.
Well, shall we democratically vote?
He's not here today.
Shall we democratically vote?
We can.
Yeah? Shall we vote as a republic?
You said
both words.
We vote collectively. We vote collectively.
I like how people are like forget what the word terms mean. You know what I mean? We could do it collectively, like communists.
Communists. Well, I say.
What do you think, guys?
Revelations.
Continue it on.
I say we. For me, in my perspective. I would say we should continue it all the way through.
Thank you.
Otherwise, we'll just be in it forever,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but this group
I say Tuesday, because I only come on Tuesdays.
Yeah, you say Tuesdays? All right, let's take a vote.
No,
yeah, come on, let's take a vote.
We'll keep you on Thursdays.
Keep you up to date on it. I'll give you my
Facebook. Let's take a vote. I want it to be fair and free.
And fair and yeah. free.
Let's cast our ballots.
Okay. Where's paper?
I feel like
I've heard this before.
All those were all the way through.
All right, lead it.
Okay,
so all those were all the way through Tuesday and no acts on Thursday. We do it Revelation until we're done.
Raise your hands.
All right, somebody count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, it looks like it might be dead even.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That would be 8.
Alright. So how many people are left?
Seven.
How many people are left?
Seven.
One, two, three.
How many people want to split it?
No, we have to vote. Come on,
we have to vote. Okay, let's do it again. Who wants Revelations, Tuesdays, and Thursdays? Raise your hands. Okay,
who's it? Alright, now how many people are not putting their hands up?
Who's not?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No, she has her hand up back there.
That's 8.
I'm not voting.
Yeah, but look, we're not counting the people who are not voting. Let's count the people who are not voting.
I'm not
that's
voting.
The other
okay.
No. Oh, no, that's not how this works.
Oh. I don't vote.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What country makes you do that?
Switzerland.
Is it Switzerland?
Would
they make you vote? Or, like, they knock at your door and they're like...
Well, it looks like it's Tuesdays and
Thursdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays? Are you guys fair with that?
Alright,
let's do the Republic side of it. You know? We have the majority vote. Now we just gotta do all the electoral, you know, colleges.
I don't know politics.
Those who oppose
is our current license.
Get out.
That was pretty boring.
All right. So
no, it wasn't.
The final is that we're doing it every Bible study.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matthew.
All right.
Thank you.
Because I don't know what I just said, but yeah.
Welcoming to the table.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Thank you.
Matthew made me, so you guys thank
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew.
Nice job, Matt.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Don't get you out. Sit at the welcome table.
I wasn't saying it.
No, that's fine. Still be good. It's good for
are you ready for the revelation?
I guess so. I would have done that backwards. And made people ask.
So I was like, I just want to go.
What does that mean?
It's a 1 year action. I like that.
Nick said, did it start?
No.
Jocelyn said, good evening, everyone.
Ready for a good evening.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Even online people are stoked for Revelation.
I wish you lived closer, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn said, Thea should be up here.
Yes, Thea.
Thea.
I have a secret, but she don't want to come up here.
Just kidding, she didn't say that yet.
Oh.
Now she'll text it, though.
Oops.
All right, so just friendly reminder, guys. There should only be one conversation going for the people online because people are excited for this book, apparently, and they want to be a part of it too. So if we can keep it down to one conversation, we'll be golden.
Beautiful.
I doubt it'll happen, but you know, just for their
do
sake.
Our best effort.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And you guys ready?
Yes.
All right.
Here
we go. Does anyone have an opening verse?
Yeah.
that they want to take us to? I don't got one.
In Revelation?
I thought about one, but nothing
in Revelation?
You know what? I got one?
I have a study Bible.
I got one.
It's like pretty cool because it gives you like...
it's like Mary's like, yeah, she does.
And this goes, I don't know, it's open up.
We like layman terms.
All right, so if I read, the time is near. This has been written first for John's first readers. Thus, the estimates of contemporary readers who would wish to read a description of current events leading to Revelation are misconstrued. John greets his readers, wishing them the peace coming from the Father, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. As soon as John has named the three divine persons, all his praise goes to Christ. This is the newness which energized the early Christians so powerfully. Christ God, who came as man, the seven spirits means the fullness of God's Spirit, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. This way, naming God expands what had been revealed to Moses. I am who am. Exodus 3. The living God who is coming. And Christ is presented as the Messiah and judge hoped for by the Jews. He comes with the clouds in his trial. Jesus had also referred to this text of the prophet Daniel 7:13. All the nations of the earth will mourn his death. See this prophecy of the murdered Messiah. The one they pierced in Zechariah 12:10. Alpha and Omega, or A and Z. This suggests that God embraces all time. Revelation is addressed to the Christians who are beginning to suffer for the faith, and it shows Christ to them as the model they are imitating. Christ is the servant of the witness of God and of the Father. Let us not forget that martyr means witness. John had been condemned on account by his faith, and he was living in exile on Patmos. It was about the year 95. John has this vision on the Lord's Day, that is on Sunday or the day of the resurrection. And so this vision will be enlivened by the triumphant breath of the resurrection. I saw someone like a son of man. This is a symbolic vision of Christ dressed as a priest with a golden sash as a king. His white hair is a symbol of his eternity. His feet like bronze means that no feet like bronze are, sorry. His feet like bronze means that no one will defeat him. Christ appears just like Daniel represents God, the universal judge.
Cool.
And you broke it all down.
So that means you guys read it, right?
Well, yeah, but it's not the same when it's broken down. I mean, the idea was to try and break it down, isn't it?
Yeah, but you guys, that means you guys read it, right? You're like, oh, that was a breakdown. I mean, someone wrote for their Bible study.
I did break it down.
There you go. I like this.
I already studied and broke it down.
I like this.
I broke it down for a regular Bible.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Paul says in
what are the seven spirits in?
Galatians 1:11, 11, and 12. Paul says, I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. And that's what we're getting, the word revealed. The revelation.
A revelation.
Yeah. The current events of past, present, and future.
Yeah. It actually speaks it here so clearly that it doesn't say revelations, which a lot of people try to say, and it's like they think it's something that's going to constantly be happening, something new. It's not. It's the revelation of Christ only, which God gave to show his servants what must soon take place. Excuse me?
But the battle's been won.
Yeah. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what this book's about. It's the testimony about Jesus Christ from beginning to end. You know, there's no adding to it and no subtracting from it. So the revelation is complete, and we just know the end. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people don't understand that. They try to add things like, you know, that things happen or they're going to happen, or they try to add things to it. But it's really very simple. It's the revelation of Christ. Amen. Amen. You want to add something to it? and this is possible scripturally, is you don't add anything to it after it, but you can go back to Daniel. You can go back to other books of the Bible that explain this better to us. But you can't add to it. You can't add something new because there's nothing new. It begins and ends with him. And then, even in John, 1 John, St. John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Right? Nothing that had been made without him. Amen? Right? So, it's from beginning to end, the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. We're going to read it in verse 8 and verse 18, you know, that he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. So just understand that as we go through this, that there's nothing mystical about it. It should be something that we learn about Christ that strengthens our faith. It should give us a picture of why we need to be fulfilling the life that he gave us back to live in him, because a lot of what's going to happen as we read through this is never going to happen to us. Okay? At the beginning of the fourth chapter, the church isn't mentioned again. All that stuff between then and when the bride of Christ comes, the church is never mentioned again. We come back as the bride of Christ in chapter 20. Okay? Everything in between is what happens without us here. And as we read through this and we understand it, we understand the depth of it, it should make us get busy. Amen?
Amen.
We say we love people, do we? You know what bothers me more than anything, Eric? I don't know why I'm talking to you, but you're looking at me, okay? You know what bothers me more than anything is we say we love people. We love them so much that we're gonna compromise for them. We're gonna do what they want to do. We're gonna be in agreement with them, even when we know it's wrong. Right? And the whole time as we go through this after the third chapter, we go into the fourth chapter on, that's the kind of stuff that's gonna happen to people we say we love. If we truly love somebody, we need to be who we are in Christ all the time, with everyone. And we need to always speak the truth. Because otherwise, this is what we're going to go through here is going to be the outcome for so many people we say we love. Okay? So keep that in perspective as we go through here, because God wants to change our hearts. He doesn't want us to compromise. He doesn't want us to conform to the world. He wants us to be ye there transformed into him. Amen? And in doing so, he's going to use our life to help transform the world around us. So just keep that into perspective, because a lot of people miss that part. That's all I want to share. Other than that, I just want to listen. Yeah. But anyway.
Shall we read?
Yes, I think we should.
Yes.
Does anyone want to lead us?
Are we praying?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Were you not there?
I was.
Where do we start from
the beginning? Okay. Even though you read the first two verses.
I read.
Alright. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Verse 1:1.
Yes.
I mean, chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay.
Here we go. It says, the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
That's basically what I just said.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have finished it out.
It's all good. Anyone got anything else to say on it? Shall we go on?
Go on.
We're all in agreement?
The cool thing about the time is near is like, this was written 2,000 years ago, but yet it's all the day of the Lord. From the day Christ rose from the dead till he comes back again, it's the day of the Lord in Scripture, and that's that time.
Yep.
So,
God's time.
Amen.
We're living in a grace period. You know, in the past, God enacted judgments on
peoples on whole nations,
mm-hmm.
Tribes, floods, famine, you know, plagues. He enacted his judgments, you know. But now we're living in a grace period, and that's given us time to accept what he's done for us. He sent his son to sacrifice for us, you know, and anyone who believes in him can have eternal life. It's that simple, and that's the grace period we live in, to giving people a time, a chance to accept it. But when that time's fulfilled, when that number's fulfilled, then it comes, bam, and no one knows the day or the hour.
I think now the difference between now and back then is now instead of God putting the wrath down, he lifts his hand from it. And so he lifts his hand, his protection from you, whatever comes, comes.
I look at it like this, he'd have to put his wrath on his son. Because his son covered all of our sins, not just those who believe, but all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Not that all mankind's going to be saved, but he did it for all. Not one would perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge.
Yep.
So he would be, yeah, so that's the grace period your dad's talking about.
Roger said hello, and the volume was low.
Turn the volume down.
Turn it up.
With the volume.
Thank you, Roger.
I guess they want the style, the study.
Hi, Roger. Want to hear it loud.
I catch you, Matthew. You don't have to speak.
Please
up.
Stand by.
Hi, Allie.
Hello, Allie.
Hey, little mama.
Wait, she said...
Oh, I'm just kidding.
She got plenty.
That she was going to be here every time.
Oh, that...
I'm just kidding.
Now she's crying, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now you made her cry.
I'm sorry.
You have no idea how bad she wanted to be here.
Oh. All
right, go ahead and read some.
I'm sorry, Allie.
It's too late. She's already crying.
I'm going to say another thing about your popcorn.
All right.
Roger said that's better.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Cool. Here we go. Verse 4. Everyone following me?
Yeah.
No, I'm lost. Just
all
right. Kidding.
Verse 4.
Don't
we'll wait till you
me.
Flip there.
I'm lost.
John. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who is to come. Who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Amen.
Remember, this is a letter. And in the next couple chapters is... it's going to be a double-edged sword, and each church is written to the things that he likes and what he doesn't like.
And those are the seven churches you're talking about.
The seven churches
that are coming up.
But what about the sevenfold spirit? Are they the same or they're separate?
Well,
seven churches, or there's seven churches. And there's seven.
Yeah, there are. We haven't got that far yet.
Seven spirits of Christ.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about
it. Yeah, he's going to talk about it. And what I want to focus is this, the greeting of the letter, right? And as we read this, what I'm saying is that it's a double-edged sword. So we're going to be praised for a certain thing to do, and we're going to be acclaimed for those things we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people see it as like churches. Some people see it as nations. Some people see it as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're feeling a conviction of some sort, you know, give it to the Lord in this time, right? If you feel that you, in
in one of these churches that you belong in that category, don't be scared to put that down and get at the Lord's feet, right? Because there are plenty of things that I read in these next couple of churches of the seven spirits that I feel like I am in that category, so, that I need to give to
so
the Lord.
The sevenfold spirit, right, as we go on, the seven churches. So you're saying they're one. They're not two, right? So every seven churches, it has its own meaning.
According to specific people.
According to the sevenfold
right?
spirit, the sevenfold spirit.
No.
Seven spirits are in each church, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm taking it as all one, but now...
I think
the seven spirits of Christ is a different definition for it.
I think that's something to do with it, but I don't think so.
I only see it as, like, these are just, like, hands and feet, and, like, the way it's portrayed is, like, we're all one spirit,
right?
But, like, each church does a different aspect, right? Like, even nowadays, it's the same way, mm-hmm. right? Like, some churches are fire and brimstone, you know. Some churches are very opening, like very want everyone to come to them, right? Same thing, right? These are all aspects of the church, I believe,
yeah.
right? But they all fall under one category, right? Is the one spirit that we're given,
right? So it says that the seven spirits that it's talking about, it perpetually says it's the spirit of the Lord, spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel.
You want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
This is Isaiah 1, or Isaiah 11, 1.
Exactly. Let's go there. Okay, Isaiah 1. Exam.
Where are you getting your information from?
I looked it up and then I'll look for it.
She's Googling it. She has written down good.
I wrote down things. I mean, I already kind of went through it.
Read it to us.
I'm making sure I read it.
I can't trust myself. Huh? Yeah. I can't trust myself.
So it sounds like I want to get
back. What Jacob was on was leading to what we're going to bring out right now.
Okay,
cool.
You understand? It's basically the characteristics of God, and it's when you look at the seven churches and the seven issues that we have, right? One of them doesn't, but the things that are going to come up, it's the same kind of principle. But go ahead and read it. He's talking now. We understand now. I want to say one more thing before we start. We understand by the first verse what happens. We understand by the first verse that we're talking about Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, because David came from the seed of Jesse, but it was a shoot that grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on after you read what we're going to read, it goes on talking about Christ, okay?
Okay.
Christ is mentioned 700 and something times in the book of Isaiah. This is one of them.
All of 11 or just 11?
Just 11 through like 3, I think.
Okay. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
And these are the spirits we're talking about, just writing off the internet somewhere.
Well, but I already have it on the internet. I've already kind of went through it.
Yeah.
One.
You
took notes already.
Huh?
You took notes already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I mean, to me, it's one of the...
You can reference Isaiah. I think that's new to me.
I love this book.
Exactly right.
But you're right. That's where it comes from, because it has it.
And I look at it kind of like the Trinity is too. You know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they're all different aspects of God. But it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Each one has a different position. You know, like the Holy Spirit's position is to draw us to God. Jesus is who we look to get to God. He's our mediator. you know, and God is the ultimate overall. But it's all still God, but it's different. And I think the sevenfold spirit's that way too, because it's not spirit, it's spirit. You know, it's all one spirit.
And in Galatians 5:22, it says the fruit of the spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's the attributes of God.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
And all of it is love.
And without it, you don't have love.
That's what I say, is all of it is love. You go back to 1 Corinthians 13.
But if I'm here when we get into the lampstand, we'll go into more detail, because it goes with it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, aren't the lampstands part of the huge church? One lampstand of the church or something?
Maybe. I think we're going into it now, right?
I know, yeah, I was trying to hold off.
Did we get through that quick?
Yeah, I was trying to, like...
It does. Oh, see, when I studied
this... I was trying to...
Because the lamp,
you studied
it's already
it,
in verse 12.
I was trying to just focus on who this is written to.
Yeah. Well, no, you just did.
You did.
Because these are the attributes of Christ.
Yeah.
We just read it. It came from the a shoot that came up from Jesse.
Yeah.
Pastor, was Galatians 5:22.
5:22. Yeah. I would recommend starting at verse 14.
Okay, 14.
Wait, where are we at on?
We're still in Revelation.
14 to 26.
Okay.
All about.
No, I don't want to jump in. I thought we were
Galatians.
So we're gonna go back to Revelation 9.
Oh, you mean where you just read from?
No, I know we were in Galatians 5:22.
Yeah, yeah. We're going back to Revelation now. Yeah.
I just realized it's 14. I'm like, no, actually, aren't we on 9? Uh-huh.
There's a lot there.
There really is.
Yeah. So just remember, like, if you guys reading these next couple chapters and you feel like you need prayer or you need to lay something down at the feet, like, we're here for you. So don't, like, hold it in or don't bear through it. You know,
let's go for a smash. Don't read the whole thing.
You got some crazy people here ready to pray for you.
Yeah.
It takes about an hour.
So.
What?
Is there a letter that's supposed to uplift us?
Absolutely, and make your brain button.
Not tear us down.
No.
Just scare yourself.
Sally said, that's okay, I'm happy to watch off on
it. You're happy to watch off on it.
For some of it.
Okay. I never
even thought. Oh my God. Galatians 5:22. Okay.
I never thought of using this. for notes. Sorry. My bubble just exploded.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Anything else? Anyone want to share something so far? Nothing? Okay.
No, it was clear that sevenfold.
All right. Verse 9.
Real quick. Sorry. Okay. In 7, when it says, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Is this the speaking of the crucifixion?
Yes. It's also the same reference that Jesus uses when he says the Son of Man. Uh-huh. Like, if you go back to Daniel and you read the Gospels, and someone's like, why is it saying Son of Man instead of Son of God, right? Well, if you dive into it, it's because at that time there was a timeline that was given, and Daniel was a famous book to reference back, because there was actually a calendar date that pretty much would tell when Messiah was come. And so when Jesus would say stuff, he would say Son of Man to reference back to this scripture.
Okay.
Right? So,
okay. I need to hear the question again.
Well, I'm more like the and every eye will see him, even they who pierce him.
Yes, that part is about, but the other is about when he comes.
When he comes, yes.
You understand? It's referencing that everyone who's dead now is going to see him.
Okay.
You understand?
Right here.
But that doesn't mean that we're going back to the crucifixion.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Do you understand?
This is from...
talking about his coming.
Yeah. Sorry, I misunderstood your question.
Yeah.
This is...
That's what I need to hear.
You explained a lot too, though.
Okay.
This is what it says in Matthew. This is from Jesus.
Are you in 24?
Matthew what?
Yeah, 24. Yeah. It's going to be 24, verse 30.
Yeah.
It says, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all nations from the earth will
mourn. At what
time? You're right. It's talking about the end of the age. The sign of the end of the age. Let me say that.
All right.
Because he was asked about it.
All right.
And so he's talking about at that time you will see in the clouds. They will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and from one end of the heavens to the other. And that's what this is talking about. It's referencing all the way back to when he was speaking to not only his disciples, but when he was asked that question about the sign of the end of the age. And so he's referencing back to that as well.
17 is referencing the end of the age, but it's saying that even those who did that back then, everyone's going to... So
like dead, past, present, and future will see it all at the same time.
Adam and Eve are going to see it.
Okay. Because I had just heard something like similar about the transfiguration, about how that there's like the, it could have all happened at the same time, him speaking to Elijah and Moses, and then the disciples being around just witnessing it and whatnot. So that's why I'm kind of like trying to figure out. So it's like past, present, and future will all see the coming, is what
everyone
you're saying,
will
right?
See him, yeah.
Okay. Well, when the Bible talks about what you're talking about on the transfiguration, it says that God's the God of the living, not the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So Moses and Elijah are alive in heaven, and they spoke to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
It wasn't a past present thing. It was a mm-hmm. That was a present moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And anyways, I can go on and on about that one. I like that one, but we're not there though. But we can do it another time.
Okay.
Yeah. Just know that hell has no occupants right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Hell's empty. It's not until the final judgment. Actually, there's a couple that go in there before that, but that's the false prophet and the Antichrist.
Not something that we won't get to for a while.
No, because we're all out here.
But that's a spoiler.
It's
a little people that pass away, if they don't know Jesus, they're in a sleep, they're in a stasis. And they will be raised.
Mm-hmm.
So, judgment hasn't happened for them yet.
So right now, like if we pass away, without accepting Christ, where would we come? Like limbo?
You would sleep.
No, it's called Hades.
Hades.
It's a place of death.
Purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place of death. But it's not a purgatory, because a purgatory is a place where
you can earn your way out.
Your way out.
Yeah. Yeah, you can earn your way out or something by giving money to the church. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at
the
that.
The first death.
I remember the very
basically the first death, right?
And you and I, to be honest with you guys, I want to share this with you guys so you understand it. You and I, too, when we pass, we don't go physically like we are now to be with the Lord. Okay, our spirit and our soul, because he came to save our soul,
mm-hmm.
our spirit became alive in us eternally when we accepted Christ. Okay, so we go to be with him spiritually immediately, and we're with him. Amen. But it says in Thessalonians that on that great day we're talking about when he comes on the clouds and he raptures the church, right? That's why one's not going to precede the other, even if you're still alive today. Or you're already with him, we're going to receive our new bodies at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's when we're going to be. Then he goes on to describe those bodies in in Corinthians as well. So understand that we go to be with him spiritually. That's why it's so important. I want to share this with you guys. It's kind of crazy, but it's so important for us to understand this, okay? God wants us to have now what we're going to have eternally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this whole walk with him is about. That's what these Bible studies are about, are us knowing who he is, amen, and letting him manifest himself in us to change the life of death into a life eternal.
Right.
You understand the beauty of it? That's what this is all about. And in doing so, he's fulfilling the purpose he created us for, and that is to share him with the rest of the world so that they can have the same thing, amen. And that's a beautiful thing, but in the day of the rapture, we're going to receive a new body,
mm-hmm.
and Paul goes into detail about that in Corinthians, but it talks about it in Thessalonians, I think the first chapter,
chapter four.
Thank you. Starts off, chapter four.
Definitely two comings, and like this one, look, he is coming in the clouds.
Yeah, don't misinterpret that either, you guys. He's going to come to rapture the church, right? And then
what
we're going to
rapture mean?
Rapture means to take us.
And, to, remove.
To remove. He's going to remove that which is his from the world. Because the world's going to come to a place where the last person gets saved. It's that corrupt. Just like on the day of Noah, the Bible says. The Bible says there was only one righteous man on earth, and that was Noah. And he removed Noah, and he took his family with him too, which is amazing to me. It's probably to repopulate, but then he killed everything else out. He was done, because it was all wicked. And our world today is becoming just as wicked as it was back then. And that's why we need to see this coming by getting out there. Because there's people in a world of death that are dying without Christ. And he wants to fulfill in us, right, who he is, so that we'll take him out and share it with people. Amen?
Amen.
That's how we're all sitting here.
To give everybody a chance, the same chance we have.
What were you going to say, Matthew?
Paul writes about that clearly in 2 Thessalonians,
yeah.
The second chapter. It makes it very clear, like if it's coming, first there's going to be a falling away. And until then, and it also speaks of something else happening before then. But it talks in there about some stuff. Some people believe that there will be things to happen to Christians and people. Others believe that they'll just be taken away before they see all that. But there's different.
We're seeing. This is the way I see it. And you're right. There's three different things. But
different views.
Hopefully we're gonna come. We're gonna get the right view going through this. But
there's way more.
You guys are messing me up. I'm sorry. Sorry. Don't matter.
I forgot. But chapter it's 4 powerful stuff. In that little passage. And all the nations of the world will mourn for him.
Mm-hmm.
And what's powerful, yes, amen.
Amen.
And with that, I am the beginning and the end.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. That's powerful right there. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the two different comings. Thank mm-hmm. you, Paul.
That's pretty much
came back.
The world, the nation, yeah. the mourn.
Don't misinterpret this. A lot of people absolutely. Do. Okay, there's going to be the rapture, which mm-hmm. we just explained, and you can read about it where he was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all of Thessalonians is good. It tells you even about the Antichrist coming. When you read chapter 5, right, a second.
Thessalonians?
Is there a chapter 5?
No, there's not a chapter 5. It
must be chapter 2, yeah. It talks about the Antichrist coming. And it literally states in there that when that person gets saved, and it's all going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see.
Where is that at, Matt?
In Thessalonians. Let's just read it.
Thessalonians.
Come on, Matthew. Why didn't you just read it when you brought it up?
Second Thessalonians.
I want to read first. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4. Let's read where Matthew was at originally.
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
You want to read it, Matthew? You're the one that brought it up. You read it too.
Okay.
I've got to put them up again.
Chapter 4, verse 13.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
forever.
So those that are in Hades and those that are with the Lord, right, are going to come together in the clouds, and that's when we're going to receive our new bodies. Mm-hmm. But one's not going to precede the other. Amen?
Amen.
I see the dead in Christ, so that's So that's people that have accepted Christ and have died.
And died.
Right. Because I don't know that Hades is open yet until the last, or released until.
Yeah. No, they're
the second.
No, you're right. This is final judgment. You're right. Yeah. No, this is. You're right. What I was trying to get at when I said that, when I'm talking about us receiving our bodies, is we're going to, this is ashes to ashes and dust to dust, mm-hmm. amen,
physical.
is going to rise and meet our souls and our spirits and our new bodies. That's where, that's where the difference was, where you were talking about. Yeah.
We get this one back, but it's going to be transformed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then we're going to get a new name. He's going to flip a rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flip a rock. We'll get there.
But notice he was talking. He's coming in the cloud, right? Well. He's coming in a cloud, and we meet the Lord in the air. There's another distinct coming where, like in Acts, they said, they're looking up. They just saw him ascend. And they said, don't worry. You're going to see him come back the same way he left. He's going to descend and put his feet on the earth. That's a different coming than this.
Mm-hmm.
This one's in the air, in the sound of a trumpet, and we rise to meet him.
Yeah. Can you start on 5 there now, Matthew? Or you already went back somewhere else?
5. Start on 5?
Yeah, verse chapter 5.
Oh, yeah.
But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, we have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that is the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet of hope and salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing.
Amen. Verse 9 was really key. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation. That wrath we're going to, as we go through it, we're going to see all these judgments, all the wrath being poured out, you know, plagues and just all kinds of stuff being poured out. And you know, this wasn't given to us just to take, you know, just to kind of look and see when it's going to happen and I'll sit back, okay. No, it's given us as a warning. This is what's going to happen to the people you love, you care for. It's to spur us on to teach and show people who Jesus is, to give people that opportunity. That's the only reason it's here. And then we're going to 2 Thessalonians.
I think so.
Yeah, it's just like one page.
Do you want to read that,
Matt? Do you want me to? Do you want to read it? Okay. 2:1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, this is what we just read about. We ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the prophecy, by a prophecy or report. And that's one of the things I wanted to share with you. I wanted to hit that point, which is good that we came here, Matthew, because that's what I was trying to share in the beginning. And Jacob even hit on it. There's so many different things that are taught about revelations that just aren't there. They're just not there. There's enough there. You know what I mean? We don't have to add to it. That's what I was talking about in the beginning. But there was people back in the day of Paul that was writing about these things and saying that Paul wrote them. That's what he's saying right here. He says, don't be alarmed by him. It's not true. Okay? Do not be easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy or report of, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs. And that's what we were talking about earlier. The man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. That's the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know, what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of the lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds him back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. This is the second coming, you guys. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, so that they believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Man. See, you guys, I want to share something with you right now, and that is that the world right now, everyone in the world, I believe with my whole heart that they know there's a God. Mm-hmm. They know there's a God, everyone. And everything we see is rebellion against God. And so they're choosing to live the lie now, when they know the truth, is what we just read. But there's going to come a time after the church is taken out that he puts a power of a delusion over them, and now they just believe what they chose to have in their life before that. Because what happens is the Holy Spirit, when God comes and raptures the church, he takes everything out. He takes the Spirit out as well. Mm-hmm. So now you have a world without the Spirit.
The Spirit's withholding him now.
The mm-hmm. Spirit is the one withholding everything now until that last one gets saved. You get it?
I found something here on 1 John, 1 John 2, it's number 18, warning against denying the Son.
Denying the Son,
denying
yes.
Denying the Son. So yeah. It's like, you know, your children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour.
Yeah.
The
best part about that passage she's on.
18.
The best part about the passage on it, everything you want to read about it there, because she's just reading one piece. Mm-hmm. It starts off in 15, not to love the world or the love of the Father's right. Not in us.
Yes, that's
right?
18, yeah.
And then it goes on to talking about what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. But there's a way greater depth there than what she hit. But it goes right with this.
The one on number 15? Is yeah. That what you talk
about? Well, from 15 all the way through
all
the chapter,
through,
it explains
yeah.
All of it, yeah.
I highlighted it, but I didn't highlight it.
That part of the denying Christ, when you read the whole thing in its context, mm-hmm. It's not talking about words.
It's talking about your actions, your heart.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to have those spirits that we read about earlier. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be God's ambassadors. We're supposed to be sharing them with the world, amen? And so he's telling us if we love the world, then the love of the Father's not in us. Right? Read that first part, 15, right there.
Yeah, 15? Okay, it says...
I'm missing some words, and I want to hear
do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, and forever does the will of God lives forever.
Amen. And see, and then she goes on to talk about there's already, the Antichrist is coming, right? Mm-hmm. And the Antichrist, there's been many Antichrists in the world. Mm-hmm. It's talking about people who know the truth that are living against God. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so we're speeding God's coming by not living in Him and sharing. Remember I told you guys we should be speeding His coming by getting out there and sharing the gospel? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? We speed His coming when we don't do anything. Mm-hmm. It's just the opposite taking place. Mm-hmm. You get it? People's lives are being consumed by all this stuff out there in the world that's so nasty. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. What did He save us from?
Ourselves.
Mm-hmm. You get it? We've all been there.
From destruction, from ourselves.
You get it?
The powerful delusion.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The veil's only removed in Christ.
Right.
Don't you love that curtain tear?
Man, I had it for like 3 days and it was gone, bro. It's, it's divine. I was talking to one of my clients about it today and it's matching, man.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of my clients, he went to Vegas recently, and what Paul said about the, like, we're in a massive storm right now. He was in Vegas and he said that some guy told him that there was just locusts like crazy. And this was like maybe like a month ago, and it was like some end of the world stuff. And this is, mm-hmm. These times were.
Well, they said all kinds of things are coming. They're like, well, be ready.
Birth pains, yeah. We just need to know about them. But you know, the reason we need to know is what I shared with you guys at the beginning, is so that we'll be out there.
Mm-hmm.
We only have, and somebody read it tonight too. Things happen at night, and we're of the day.
Mm-hmm. That's Stephen just put that in my brain, right? I tell my kids that now. I tell everyone that.
Yeah.
There's nothing good at that.
And you know when Jesus talks about, he says the time is short.
Yeah.
You need to be living in the day all the time because the time is short. You don't have our lives, you guys, are nothing but a vapor.
Like flowers in a field.
Yeah, or like the grass that grows and withers, you know, and the flowers that fall. We are just a nothing in time.
Just for a moment, it's gone.
You know what I mean? And we don't have much time. We have to be doing. We need to take every God-given moment. Amen. And I'm telling you guys something, and I'm being convicted when the words are coming out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Because it's that urgent for all of us. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We shouldn't even be sitting in this room. We should be out on the street. We only sit in this room so we can take it out to the street.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyway,
there's a reason why we meet in somewhat in the middle of the week. Other than just the fact that it's a convenient day, it's because you need strengthening during the week. Because you, when you're by yourself or you're trying to go throughout the week alone, you're gonna fall. You're gonna fall short. And if you wait a whole entire week for Sunday to come, and half the time like you're battling reading anyway, you're battling spending the time anyway. Let alone when you have to wait a week for that time to come where you get strengthened by your brothers and sisters. When you're waiting that time, you're going to fall away. You're not going to do what God calls you to do. But when you have this strengthening during the week where we come together and, yeah, we're reading the Word, take what you read here, apply it to your life, and also apply it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just apply it to your life and then hold it in and be like, oh, yeah, this is mine. You're not applying it to your life. You're not applying it to the action.
And do it every day. You know, it's. I even fall away sometimes. I'll be like, if I didn't, like, one time I was here with Nick. Nick always reminds me of it. It's the funniest day.
Oh, I love this.
I was supposed to meet with him, so I was rushing, and I didn't get it. I didn't read my Bible. I thought, oh, I'll read it when I get to church. Oh, I'll read it when we settle down. Oh, you know what I mean? And here, I mean, come on. Yeah, I don't do that, you know? And every single thing me and Nick put our hand to didn't work.
Hmm.
Bad things were even, like, I don't even want to tell you. It was pretty bad. You know what I mean? And Nick finally said, Pastor, go read your Bible. And I went and read my...
He said, you didn't read today.
Yeah, he straight up called me on it. And he goes, go read your Bible. So I did, and after that, the rest of the day was just... But it's you know, we don't even... You guys, I'm going to share something. We don't even notice it when we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But every day we're slipping further and further away. And we're not having that intimacy, that spiritual time with God where he speaks to us anymore. And we become hard to it.
Yeah, that's the term.
We become hard to it.
Hardening of your
it's
heart.
It's like what was read in Thessalonians and what you guys were saying.
Thessalonians,
what's
that?
I mean, Thessalonians.
Thessalonians.
Yes,
first.
But it's
speaking
like,
girl.
At night,
uplift each other.
At night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But us. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed
right.
during the night,
mm-hmm.
protected by the armor of the faith and love, and
mm-hmm.
wearing as our helmet in
mm-hmm.
the confidence of our salvation.
Yeah.
I'm taking
yeah.
it as we need at night, like you said, we shouldn't be sleeping. We should be meditating, like the people's drinking party, whatever. We should be at night. Arming ourselves.
It makes me think
right.
Not just that, you're 100% right to get there, but the other part is when you're there,
uh-huh.
then you have that peace and comfort of the Lord,
yeah.
even when you're not, your mind isn't out doing those things anymore and all the evil that comes from it. Go ahead.
What was Memo talking about? The watchers over
there? Yeah, the different watchers
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
that was different
always
hours.
Pay attention.
You,
attention. Watch what's going on.
Yeah, if you go back to...
All day, right?
Yeah.
As if John...
No, look, here's the point. You want to know what the real...
Watches
you want to know what the real reference is, though?
Okay. Bring it, brother.
Go ahead. You want to know?
No.
He's got it in right there. 15 minutes.
What?
Get
no, wait.
Your prayers.
Yeah.
In.
Wait.
I'm sorry, Jacob. I'm going to be quiet now.
No.
Because
no, watchers. Bring it.
Talk about the watchers.
No, look at you guys. It is all those things that we should be meditating and doing all those things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we're going to sleep.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. But what it's really saying is that, he said it earlier, but when we're living our life in Christ, amen, and we're choosing the right thing no matter what because we're spending time with him, then we're those people of the day. We're going to live where everything's illuminated.
Amen.
Everything's free. Everything's open. There's no closed book. And you, when you're out there doing, you know what my wife used to tell my boys? What are you doing out there? You know? And they'd be like, well, we went here, we went there. No. Only this happens when you're out there. And she'd start naming things. After dark, you know, after a certain time of the night.
That's true.
You're only out there for these things. That's
mm-hmm.
all that happens out there. I mean, there's people that work out there, but come on. If we're just out there, we know what we're out there for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I used to do, girl, when I was a kid? You were looking at me. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something. This is the truth. This is the truth. I would like, get up late, okay? Teenager into my early 20s. I'd get up late, and I'd hit the streets. I had no money. I had no nothing. But I knew before that night was over, I was going to have at least a case of beer and some drugs in me. And I had to find a way to do it. I had to find a way to get it done. Sometimes I'd read magazines in the liquor store until the guy like wasn't looking. I'd run out the door with a case of beer. Sometimes, I'm just telling you, I'd always meet up with people. I'd always meet up with people. I'd be like, running into girls, you know, and stay out all night with them. Do you understand? All these things, I knew. And every night I got up and it was a different day and I went out and I accomplished the same thing every
yeah,
single
yeah.
time.
That's
and
right.
I did it anyway, by any means
mean
possible.
Sounds like Manu.
Let us take that.
By any means possible.
And I drug down everybody with me.
I drug down everybody with me.
So let us take that same spirit that he had in the world and apply it to the Lord.
So you're either going to be in Christ, living the way that he's called you to live, right? In the day?
By any means necessary.
Or you're going to be living for the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be living that way. It's up to you. And that's the night and day. And keeping a watch is you and I being in the Word, doing that meditation, being up praying for each other.
Because the enemies, the spiritual, they... You know, during the day we have all our power. We're praying, reading, fellowshiping. At night, so what happens?
And relax.
The enemy
yeah.
working
relax,
spiritual in your round.
They're
over there. Oh, let me go.
Sorry,
boom,
my
boom,
doctor,
boom,
you're
boom,
out.
Boom,
you're
boom.
Out on the streets at night.
Right?
Even more productive. Yeah. If I'm even for adults, at night,
I'm
like you said, I would do the same thing. I'd be out at night. or do the same thing. I'm going to get my money, and I'm going to get my dope, and I'm going to get my beer one way. I don't care if I had to rob something, rob somebody, or rob somebody in the neighborhood.
Scam somebody? You know, but what I'm trying to say is this, you guys. Okay, I took you guys to a worldly point.
Yeah, right.
There's no business out there.
I'm trying to take you to a spiritual. I was trying to get you to see the spiritual part of it.
That's what I want to hear.
How many of us fall away? How many of us fall away because we're not spending time like we should with the Lord? And how many of us, how easy is it for that to happen?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
just
like
as easy as waking up.
Look, at the more time I spend with Christ, you guys, you see the Bible when it talks about the scales falling from people's eyes and they can see?
Yes.
Right? He rubbed eyes, spit on, rubbed. That came off, they could see. You know those scales? The closer I get to the Lord, the more I see the world for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The more I see the sin of the world, the more I see the motive behind people and things and why this is happening. And I don't want to be part of it anymore. I love the Lord. I don't want to be part of it anymore, but I'm watchful. I see those things. I see it in your lives. You guys think I'm crazy, but I see it. Right, we were talking about discernment on the way over here.
Well, you are crazy.
We have to be crazy.
But I never say anything. I never say anything to you guys. I never say anything to you guys. But I know you guys before we really get to know each other. But I only do that because of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Human nature is to go to the dark side.
Hey, here we go. Let's go.
Do you understand?
Bring it out.
But being in the
this
spirit,
is the way.
Mm-hmm. Being in the spirit brings us into the light, and the light illuminates the darkness.
Yes.
You see, it starts in our own life first. Christ reveals our life to us, and it's the most beautiful thing in the world if you let it happen.
Yes.
Just let it happen. Let go. Right. Just let it happen. Let go, and He'll show you things that just awaken you to so many truths.
Mm-hmm.
And as He's awakening you, you already knew it. But He's setting you free from it. You already knew it, but He's setting you free. And the more you rely on Him, the more you let it go, the more freedom you have. Amen? The more you see.
Yeah.
The more you see, the less you desire of those things.
Exactly.
And the more you desire Him.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you desire Him, the more you're going to pray for each other. Because you know your brothers and sisters are going through the same struggle as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Like that's staying up at night, those watches of the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for us, mm-hmm. but if God has us up praying, it's going to be for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say.
Just like God illuminates our path, the enemy also puts people in your path.
Yeah.
For you to fall.
Don't look at your wife and point at your wife when you say that. Put people in your path to the enemy.
You like to stir the pot, huh?
But you gotta choose.
Trust me, I live next to him.
It's how you're gonna choose.
Your path is being illuminated by Christ and the Word. So you see people like, you know, anyway, your friends. Hey, come here, you know, to try to get you to go back to your old ways. Like,
Yeah.
You know?
The difference now is the Word washes us.
Yeah.
And as I get clean, I experience God in a way I'm supposed to be. My life changes, amen? And then I run to places like this to share Him. You see the difference? I'm not running out in the street anymore to see what I can accomplish and get. I run to you guys. I run to others because that's being in the light, amen?
Right.
What I wanted to say was, the same way what Matt was talking about, right? A lot of us, we say we don't have time. Oh, I don't have time to read. I don't have time to spend with the Lord, right? Well, you had time to go to the bar.
Why are you looking at Orlando?
Bring it.
I was saying in general. I'm sorry.
Bring it.
Bring it.
I don't know about
in the world, you had time to go to the bar. In the world, you had time to...
In the world, you had time to go through
the world and go look for drugs or go look for... beer to steal or do these different things or go look at pornography on the web or whatever it may be. You had time for these things in the world, but now you're going to say, I don't have time for the Lord. Take that time that you used to spend in that those nasty things, take that exact amount of time and put it into the Lord. Read your Word and spend time with the Lord, because that's transformation. Is if you want to make up an excuse, He's going to say, no, I gave you all this time, and you decided to use it for the wrong things.
Gotta find it.
That's gonna be my.
Even like, remember to tell you, I would read every other, every 2 days, Now we've gotten a point. No, I'm talking to you, baby. We got to where we get up in the morning.
Home laundry out there.
We get to the point where we get up in the morning. We'll go outside.
It's working.
Hey. we'll talk later. Anyway, we get up in the morning. We'll go outside in the patio and relax, and we have a coffee and we'll start reading the Bible.
Amen.
And we try to make that now like a ritual every day. It's what we do. You know, we go outside. So we're spending more time, you know. Well, at least more, because I'm the one that used to read the least, so I'm reading now daily. It's just good for me.
Uplifting you instead of you uplifting her. That's the best part.
So what happens is...
It's a
she uplifted me.
No, what happens is she uplifted you, now you're uplifting her, and it's going to go back and forth the rest of your life.
Exactly. It's like washing our feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, sister, home run.
Brushing our feet. We're washing our feet.
Oh, I know we're washing our feet.
No, but you know what I mean.
Amen.
That didn't look right.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, get your line right.
You started this.
Oh my God.
So far.
Yeah, bro, you started picking on me. Jordan started picking on me.
I'm sorry.
I didn't come to the bar.
We have to be. 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 We have
to be.
Well, we didn't get anywhere tonight.
No, we did.
Yes, we did.
Know where we were supposed to be.
We got to the greeting.
We're
exactly. I was going to say,
God, I guess we were supposed to be.
I think it was Stephen's fault.
The seventh, the Antichrist.
The eight verses.
We didn't get to the next part. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry's winking at all of you.
You got Jacob to laugh.
There is something I wanted to touch on that we read, and I just wanted to stick so that we recognize it, because we're going to read it a few more times. But in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, he says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God." That's what I wanted to focus on.
Yeah, the trumpet call.
The trumpet call, yes.
You're going to hear this trumpet being mentioned a few times.
Yeah.
Every time a scroll's open, it's going to get louder.
We're going to be hearing.
So have you guys, in Catholicism, there's a prayer, I don't know how to say it in English, but in Spanish, it's called the Credo. I think it's like, I believe. And it says that you come back to judge the living and the dead. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's kind of clarifying that.
Yeah.
So we're going to see everything raised from the, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I always envisioned when I was young?
Spanish classes now?
Yeah.
Is that the Apostles' Creed? I believe.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. The belief.
I always envisioned when I was a kid, when I first got saved, I was young. I was probably your guys' age. Your guys are maybe a little younger than you guys. But when I think about what you're talking about, the judgment of the living and the dead, I always thought we'd be like in up there, you know, and there'd be a big TV screen, and we'd watch every life from
now
Adam and Eve on.
RN07.
Because there's no time. There's no time, you know. We might watch 1,000 years and it'd be like a day.
Yeah.
But if we can't hide anything then, we shouldn't hide anything now. We should let him correct it.
Yes.
Amen. Because we're going to be judged by every single thing we said.
Yeah.
There's things I've said tonight at this table I'm going to be judged for.
Oh, yes, you will.
Amen.
You understand?
Already are.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all
already you? Are?
But there's going to be.
Mindset. But it's
not true probably, but it could be that way, you know. But
I
think it's
kidding, Matt.
Oh, I know, girl. Okay. I actually loved it because it is the way it is too, but. But we're going to have the mind of Christ when we're there. So we're probably just going to, I don't think we're just going to see it or we're going to feel it. We're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to know because we were part of it too. And the only thing that separates us is Him. He separates us. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we could be the best Christian we could possibly be, and we're still going to fall short and be no better than anybody else.
Yep.
It's only what he did on the cross that separates us.
If we're talking about whatever, can I ask a question? What's going on the stage with all this black paper and tape? And?
Oh, that's Orlando.
Orlando.
Yeah.
What, are you painting, reorganizing? What you doing?
I'm going to probably put that paper up on the back part of the stage.
That paper? Or the one on the...
No, that one's for the Mother's Day tea.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, we've been looking at that pretty stuff forever. That's for women.
That's some women folk stuff right now.
That's just, that would eventually
come out. Flowers aren't necessarily for women alone.
So that's
going
to be all black?
No, not just the top part of it. Just the three back walls.
Oh.
The bottom was just it'll stay the same. It's just something to give it a different look for me.
Awesome. Will the tape be on it, or are you
going to... No, I just put that... I put it there to lay it out just to see how long it was.
You're terrible. Let us talk about this after.
Okay.
He's terrible. I like her.
This is throwing in my question.
Well, let us talk about that after.
They have nothing to do with anything.
Right.
Okay, continue prayers.
Boom.
All
right. Prayer time.
So, this way I don't get overwhelmed by everyone talking at once.
Okay. Wow.
I'm going to start here and go around the table.
Okay.
That way, everyone also, if someone doesn't have a prayer, they could just say skip or something.
All right, hurry up.
But
you got my next
pass.
Skip. Orlando.
Just continue prayers for Gina, Pastor Memo Francis, whole church, whatever, anything that anyone is suffering, whether it be financial, whether it be physical. And for our families, all our children.
Your clan, your letter.
Our clan, for our clan.
I said it.
Your whole story.
Break it down, that way you don't have to be so long.
That's it.
But just fill out the list, you have a list of it.
Newspaper.
All right,
Eric.
I just want to let my family, my kids, my coworkers, I want to pray for everybody here right now, all of our family, our loved ones, people that are no longer with us. And I want to pray for Brother Memo. I know he's battling cancer right now, and that's no joke. And I know the prayers for him have been really, really strong. I was there online on Sunday along with you guys, and I also pray for the whole world going through what we're going through right now.
Amen.
And I pray that God finally comes and takes all this nastiness away, because I'm being a part of that stuff. I don't want to be a part of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Brother, it goes deeper than that, though, brother. We got to be part of the other side to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your life for a minute, and then think about all the lives that God wants your life to touch.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of people
out
there.
Thank
you're
you.
Good?
Yeah.
Everything's all crystal clear in your life?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, wait, pass.
All right. And then I just heard Leah say pass.
Pass.
Cyrus.
How could that kid come out of you guys? I can see a little bit.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing to hear, by the way.
Catherine. All right. I'm expecting a call back on the job tomorrow. So,
praise God.
You're leaving your awesome job you just got in your life?
Could possibly have another, any other
right
awesome
on.
One soon.
As long as it's what you want, amen.
My clan.
Mary Ann,
please.
I like that one.
Got a lot of people praying for me. Yeah, my clan.
Well, the church is my clan too.
No, everybody's in it.
I'm a brother.
Yes, I do need a prayer. I was going to look at pastor too, but. No.
Just get it out, bro. Say it the way you miss it.
Pray for me. I'm being spiritual attacked. In my dreams again, Pastor.
Okay.
And
I've actually been praying for you.
And last night I woke up in Orlando. I was bruised again, Pastor. It was really bad. And I'm just going through it. It's going through it. I don't want to say it online, but it's a spiritual attack. So pray for me.
We're going to pray over you before we leave tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
I want to for God for guidance on finding a new job and healing of my hand. I tore a ligament or something.
Oh, yeah.
A while back, but I want to be quick.
And the Lord's time.
I hurt my hand on someone's head.
Yeah.
I was joking. What about the other guy? We need prayer for the other guy.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Cyrus.
That's awesome. I have one prayer only. You guys, I have a lot of prayers, but the one I want us to pray for is this neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm you know, you guys, God's working because we're all here, and really in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, you guys are all new.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So God's working. But I've never been in ministry anywhere where it's so slow. As far as like
quality over quantity.
That's it.
No. Trust me, you guys.
The best in the neighborhood.
What
do you want?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, sister.
But we were actually talking about that. No. But
yeah.
But no, it's you know, when you're in ministry, and you're right, 100% right. You know, I've seen more growth out of a lot of you than I've seen in a lot of people in a lot of churches. Okay. And that's because of the intimacy we have in scripture and things like that. But everywhere I've ever been, I've seen God do like
miracles.
Yeah, like crazy things. So I think it's going to take us being out there in the neighborhood, us inviting people, us sharing with people. And we just need to ask God to open those doors. And to open the door of our hearts so that he puts in us what we need when we go out. Because it's crazy to me.
Okay.
It is crazy to me. So let's keep that in prayer. Just really keep it in prayer. That, you know, I had Jordan praying and he stopped after a while, but that God just fills every chair, you know. I'm not into mega churches or anything like that.
Oh yeah.
But my thing is I just want to see God working not just in our lives but through our lives to touch the lives. The same way we were brought here. The same thing that kept us here, the same thing that, you know, that he's working in us. I know he wants to work through us. Amen. And so we can either just be pew sitters or just sit here and do nothing, or we can do what we've actually been created to do. And that is to love God in such a way that it shares him with others. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So just keep that in prayer, not just tonight, but
every night.
And I'm going to keep mentioning it, not because I think we need to do something spectacular. I think God's already doing that in us. But that I just want to see God work in a way that you know what happens, you guys? If he's really working in all of us, then he's preparing us so that he can bring more people that all of us can work in, not just a few of us. Do you understand? Like you guys are ready to start working in the lives of others. You guys have gifts and they need to start being used. And we just need to pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
There's probably not a person in this room that couldn't start teaching already or sharing or spending time with people and doing things that God has called us to do. So keep that in prayer. Because I think if we're praying about it earnestly, then God's going to reveal to us our part in it.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Got it.
Paul.
Brother Paul.
Nick.
I'm Jake.
Surgery, come on up.
When's the surgery?
The 21st.
Of this next month?
May.
May starts tomorrow.
May starts tomorrow. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I was going to ask what month too, but that's good. They told me.
That's on the Tuesday.
Mm. You know where you are?
You see how disconnected from the world you need to be? Yeah, you don't need to be because you got to go to work and stuff. What day you get paid? But
Mr. Rizzio.
the owner's leaving on Wednesday for 3 weeks. Just keep the company in prayer.
Keep Ruthio in prayer.
Are you charged?
No, keep everybody in prayer.
Keep Ruthio in prayer.
Keep the company in prayer.
Oh, yeah, as long as the company's running good, he ain't got no problem.
Are you in charge while he's gone?
I am in charge.
He definitely prayers for him.
Right? We know. He's going around. My phone probably won't stop ringing.
Take care of you, number one. Yeah. Yeah, praise God.
For Allie and the baby.
I have to say something about Allie, and it's a praise, but her whole life changed when that baby came. She's just a whole different person than me. She's
strong.
She's always been sweet and this and that, but she's sweeter than I've ever seen her. She's strong.
Yeah, she's strong.
She's like,
before it was like,
she's,
are you
the
even
best.
Baby?
She's the best mom, I'll yeah. tell you guys. Loving. She's more loving. She's more open. And she was all those things before, but it's gotten great.
It's amplified. It's shown itself.
Yes.
Before it was like, it was like a flower bloom.
Yeah. But now there's a bouquet.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
But let's pray for them. That's a good idea.
Any others? No. All good?
Mm-hmm. I just noticed that.
Yeah, that's all. So it's good. Nothing? Everything's all clean and crystal clear?
I think, yeah, we need to pray for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
She should be up here.
Paper and she'll come up and serve up Monday.
No.
Okay.
I pray that one is
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that she can't rebuke it.
Roger did have
oh.
last week.
You
he told me.
You can, but you know,
we missed it.
Jordan's talking.
Sorry.
Roger did have one last week, and it came in. We missed it. That he does have a date for a court hearing. I believe it's in August, so it's a little ways out. He'll correct us if I'm wrong. We just need to lift that up, keep it in prayer.
Yes, okay.
So much for speedy trial, huh?
Alrighty.
So much for speedy trial, huh?
Oh, there's
yeah,
no,
that's quarterback.
I got
the night
disability hearing.
Three upgrades.
Okay, let's pray.
Wait,
there
she comes.
There we go.
There she comes. It's okay, we waited for you.
She knew you were
so
waiting
nice.
For me.
Alright.
Sorry, Silas.
Let's pray.
Blame it on me.
Alright. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. I ask that you would have us all be in unity in this prayer, Lord, that we would just be unified in you, that you would just have your hand over this. Not only this Bible study, but every Bible study that's going on, and that you would just unify all of us, Father. Help us all be one unified church, Father. We ask that you would just keep your hands over us as we go home from here, Father. Help us to take home what we have learned and apply it to our lives and apply it to every aspect, Father, to our actions, to the way we love people, to what we do. Help us to focus more on you, Father. We ask your hands over Tina, that you would continue healing her, continue having your blessings over her, that you would strengthen her and strengthen her mind and body, Father. Help her to be at peace with these different doctor appointments, Father. Just be with her and strengthen her, Father. We ask your hands over Memo and the family, Father. As Memo leaves, we ask that you would keep him safe, Father. Strengthen him, help him to get to where he's going safely. Help him to enjoy the time while he's there, Father, and that you would just meet him in such a way that it's just crazy, Father. That you walk with him while he's out there, Father, and that you would heal his body, Father. And to have your hand over the family as he's gone, Father, we ask that you would take care of his family, Father. That you would be the leader in place of Memo, Father. At all times, not even just while Memo's gone, but at all times that you would be leading the family.
Thank you.
We ask your hand over the church, Father. I know we talk about this church, but I'm saying every church. I'm talking about the church, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
That you would cleanse it, that you would purify it, remove what Memo talked about Sunday. I listened to it, and it was amazing. Talking about this disease that has entered the church, and you've been giving me a similar message, Father. And we ask that you would cleanse with your fire, your refining fire, this disease away from the church, Father. Take away what has infiltrated our hearts. Replace it with a piece of you, Father, one that won't fade. We ask your unity over the church, Father. We ask your hand over Jackie and Orlando's clan, Father. Have your hand over each and every person, each and every life, Father. Those that know you and those that don't. We ask that you would bring those that don't know you and strengthen the spirit of those that do. Just be with each person and where they're at, Father. We ask the same over Mary's clan, Father, that you would strengthen her family, that you'd strengthen each and every prayer, Father. Those that are on that list, those that know you, to strengthen their spirit with you, to strengthen the relationship with you. And those that don't, have them come to know you, Father. We ask your hand over Eric's family, Father. We ask that you would have your blessings over them. Help them to just have your spirit, Father, upon his family, over his kids, over close relatives, over relatives that are a little farther out. We just ask that you would have your hand over each and every person, Father. And Eric himself, help him to be that leader, that person that shines your light through all things, Father. And same with the co-workers that are around him. Help them to see your light, your shining light, Father. And if they don't know you, that you would come and show yourself to them, that they will know you, Father. That they have no choice but acknowledge that there is a God, and that they know it, Father. We ask your hand over this world as it's getting darker and darker. And we say it, but it's the truth. We ask that you would just have your hand over it, that you would come soon, and at the same point, help us get busy. Keep us busy, actually, in your work, Father. Make every opportunity in our life and help us see it. And if we decide that we're not going to follow it, then Lord, just urge us, convict us, and break our hearts the moments that we decide not to do what you call us to do, Father. We ask your hand over Cyrus and his upcoming math test. We ask your blessing over it. You've blessed him this far, and we ask more blessings upon him, Father. Help him to ace this test, but while he's studying, help him remember what he studies, Father. And when he has a test, help him remember all he studied, Father, that all the work would not be in vain. We ask your hand over Stephen. And this job callback, Father, we ask for guidance over him, that he would just be full of your knowledge and wisdom, Father, that if this is the job for him, even though you already provided one, if this is a job he's supposed to take, Father, that he would know it from you, Father, that you would provide every opportunity to show it. But if it's something he's not supposed to take, Father, then close the door. We just ask your hand over this, Father.
Thank you.
We ask your hand over Jackie and all that she's going through, Father. We ask your strengthening over her mind, Father, that you would protect her while she sleeps. And we ask that you would remove the enemy from her life, Father. That you would send an angel just guarding over her, Father. We know she can't be, can't remember the word. We know the enemy can't harm her, Father, without your consent. And so we know that you're watching over her. We know that you're in her life, Father, and you're protecting her, leading her, and guiding her, Father. And we just ask that you would continue doing so. Help her to feel your presence even in the dark times, Father. That you would be there, strengthening her and guiding her, Father. We ask your hand over guidance on the new job for Matthew, Father. That you would just provide the exact job he's supposed to walk into, Father. We ask that you would just bless him. Bless him upon blessings, Father. That when this new job does come up, that he would see it. And he would have your wisdom and knowledge to know that this is from you, Father. We ask that you would also heal his hand, Father. Any illness, anything that's not right in his hand, Father, and his wrist, and just remove it all. Remove all pain, remove all damage, Father. Just heal it and make it new, Father. We ask this in the name of Jesus. We ask your hand over this neighborhood. Remove the enemy from here, Father. Remove the hard hearts and the prideful minds, Father. Remove it all. I think of what I told Matt, that burning of Redlands. We ask for that during this neighborhood, Father. You would burn away anything that is holding you back, Father, and that you would just enter in this neighborhood and raise up people for you, Father. Fill this church, Father, with people who are hard and just strong, wanting your spirit, Father, that desire you so fervently that it's just second nature, Father. We ask your hand over Nick, that you would provide the right job for him, keep him in your spirit, and strengthen him each day, Father. Help him to be under your will, Lord. Keep him in your spirit, Father, and help him shine your light. We ask your hand over my brother as he goes into surgery pretty soon here, Father. We ask any anxiety, any fear, any doubt, anything that is not of you, any spirit that is not of you, any fruit that is not supposed to be in his life, we ask that you would remove it from him now, Father. Help him to be full of your spirit. Help him be full of your cleansing and your confidence, Father, that you're just with him. We ask this in the name of Jesus. We ask your hand over Jacob's company and Jacob, Father. We ask that you would run the company while the owner's gone, Father, and that you would keep the owner safe while he's gone, Father. We ask that you would just help everything go according to how it's supposed to run, Father, and help Jacob not be overwhelmed, but help him to have the strength coming from you to remember to rest and to be in your presence at all times, Father. Even in the times where he's feeling overwhelmed, help him to remember to rest in you, Father. And we also ask your hand for Allie and Sloan, that you would continue growing Allie into the woman that she is, Father. The mother, the daughter of you, Father. We ask that you would just continue strengthening her. Help her to have the rest when she needs it. And we ask your hand over Sloan to continue growing well, Father, that she would continue growing up strong and healthy, Father. Just help her to have your hand over her life and have the leadership from her parents. And Lord, we also ask that you would have your hand over Roger in this court date, Father. Whenever it may be, you know the exact date. We ask that you would have your favor upon him, Father. Help him to be full of your spirit and that knowing that you're providing for his needs, Father. It says that you provide for the sparrows and you already sown for the lilies of the field. So we ask that you would also provide for Roger as you do for the birds. We ask this in the name of Jesus and keep us all safe as we go home. In Jesus' name we say.
Amen. Amen. I want to pray over Jackie.
Yes. I've been
attacked. Let me turn this off real quick.
I remember.
I know you didn't want that on one.
Oh, yeah, both of us were going to.
You're going to find it over it.
We can.